Jesus told the apostles, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now, remarkably, over 40 times in the Gospels, Jesus says that he has been sent from the Father. And now Jesus says that he is sending them. To take it a step further, he's sending us. The Hebrew world thought only God could forgive sins. Hearing the words of the risen Jesus was the truth, that God is going to forgive sins, but through them. They're given this authority after they've given the promise of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus breathed upon the apostles. I'd like to suggest to you that I believe that Jesus ordained them at that time to be ministers of forgiveness, but they would not fully receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit like Paul described in the second reading that we heard this morning from 1 Corinthians 12. Think of ordinations that we have in our churches. When someone's studying to be a priest, at the end of the process, after receiving their Master of Divinity degree, they are ordained a deacon. The word deacon comes from the Greek diakonos, which means servant, waiting man, minister, or messenger. 18 years ago, on June 5th, 2005, I was ordained a deacon at St. John's Cathedral in Jacksonville, with the bishop bestowing the Holy Spirit upon me with the laying on of hands and anointing with chrism. On December 11, 2005, with the laying on of hands and anointing, not just by the bishop, but by all the priests present, I was ordained to the order of presbyter, a priest. Both a deacon and a priest are blessed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to minister to the church's people. Every deacon and priest remembers the dates of their ordination. In the upper room, Jesus gave his breath to them, his ruach, the Hebrew word for breath or spirit. They received his breath, his spirit, enabling them to get out of the upper room and follow him to the Galilee, where he made them breakfast on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. In John chapter 21, we can read that. And where he asked Peter three times if he loved Jesus, undoing the three denials, transforming Peter from a fisherman to a shepherd. He also spoke to them from the top of a mountain in the Galilee, as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 17 to 20, when he said, "All authority in heaven and in earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, this was before Jesus ascended to the Father on the 40th day of his resurrection. On that 40th day, before he left the Mount of Olives and went to heaven, Jesus further defined his expectation of the apostles and told them in just days that they'd be receiving the full anointing of power from the Holy Spirit. When he said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And when he said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. That's Acts chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to them, who he also called the Counselor, Comforter, and Spirit of Truth. They just had to be patient and wait. Pentecost is a Hebrew holiday, also known as Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. It was the 50th day after Passover, an agricultural festival when farmers brought the first sheaf of wheat from their crop and offered it to God as a sign of gratitude and as a prayer that the rest of the crop would be safely harvested. Both the feasts of Passover and Pentecost were filled with great memories of the story of Exodus from Egypt, when God fulfilled his promises to Abraham by rescuing his people. And people recalled that they were saved by the blood of the Lamb. The Israelites were saved from the angel of death who killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. On that very night, they passed through the Red Sea into the Sinai Desert. Then 50 days after the Passover, they came to Mount Sinai, where Moses received the law, the Ten Commandments. That became known as Shavuot, the day of Pentecost. The apostles were gathered in one place, and then suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind and lifted the entire house where they were sitting. That's Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Remember that the Hebrew word for breath is the same word for wind, ruach, and the word for spirit is that very same word, ruach. The word for holy is kodesh. And so the Holy Spirit in Hebrew is the ruach ha-kodesh. Similarly, the Greek word pneuma means to breathe, to blow, the wind or spirit, breath or the spirit, like the wind, is invisible and powerful. More was to happen to the apostles that day of Pentecost as they were further ordained by the Holy Spirit. And as the second chapter of Acts reads, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were not only anointed and ordained that day, but they were transformed, being filled with gifts of the Holy Spirit, and their fear and doubts were removed from them, and they were replaced with a boldness that would allow them to bear a powerful witness to the truth about Jesus and his resurrection, and to 3,000 people that very day as a sign that this is like a sheaf that was offered to God as a sign of the great harvest that was to come. That boldness and power that they received was especially evident and witnessed by those who heard them speaking in the languages of the many visitors that were there in Jerusalem that day for the festival of Shavuot or Pentecost. Peter would boldly witness to the crucifixion of Jesus and proclaim that he is still alive. Later in that same second chapter of Acts, Luke wrote that Peter's message was so powerful and clear that those who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls. That's from Acts chapter 2, verse 41. On that day, it became evident that the apostles were changed. They were transformed from followers to leaders that would become the church. And that's why Pentecost Sunday is called the birthday of the church. And we recall that by wearing red. The power that came and comes from the Holy Spirit, the wind, the ruach, was life-changing, not only for the apostles, but also for those who would hear the message about Jesus of Nazareth and the eternal life that he offers to all who believe in him. For each believer, it becomes more important that they receive the Holy Spirit, who will transform you into someone whose heart is on fire for the love of God. Through the Holy Spirit, the wonderfully creative power of God himself comes from heaven to earth and does its work right here in our midst. The hope is to transform the earth with the power of heaven, starting with those parts of the earth which consists of the bodies, minds, hearts, and lives of the followers of Jesus as a community, the church, the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, Luke puts emphasis on the fact that they were all together in one place. The Holy Spirit came not to divide, but to unite. The coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost fulfills Jesus' promise, and the Holy Spirit will be comfort and counsel, giving us the words to speak in witness to Jesus, guiding the believers in Jesus by his breath, his wind, his spirit. We can call upon the Holy Spirit for his healing, his strength, and his comfort, especially at a time of loss. On that feast of Pentecost, of Shavuot, the whole body of believers in Jesus, the Messiah, were transformed into a new creation in which heaven and earth were joined together, and that with that day came the fulfillment of the kingdom of God, and in which the promises of Jesus live and are fulfilled to this very day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.